The government on Wednesday approved the sale of its 99.97% stake in aircraft manufacturer Aerovodochody to a Czech-Slovak investment group Penta for the price of 2.91 billion crowns. Penta said it would use the company's airfields to develop a commercial airport for low-cost airlines. The other bidders included a consortium made up of Czech and Slovak investment companies PPF Investments and J&T Finance, Slovak investment company Eco Investment and Czech machinery maker Slovácké strojírny. Penta sees Aero's main potential in cooperating with leading world producers of aircraft and aircraft parts. Aero makes subsonic L159 trainer jets for the Czech military and carries out subcontract work for other aircraft makers, including Airbus and Boeing.
Staying with aviation, and Czech Airlines announced on Thursday it carried 4.2 million passengers in the first 9 months of the year, which is a 5% rise compared with the same period in 2005. The state-controlled carrier said the increase was largely due to higher demand on routes to Eastern Europe. Czech Airlines reported a loss of 773 million crowns in the first half of the year, compared with 533 million crowns in the same period a year earlier. The company is implementing a plan to break even by 2008 that includes the sale of non-core assets such as its catering division and Prague cargo terminal.
The Czech government this week adopted a vast anti-corruption program which includes a hotline for citizens to report wrongdoing. The announcement comes amid a spate of corruption scandals in which top officials have been implicated in the misuse of EU funds. Operated together with the Czech branch of the Transparency International Anti-Corruption Watchdog, the hotline is also meant to provide callers with legal advice. According to Interior Minister Ivan Langer, the new program is centered around prevention, transparency and punishment. In addition to the hotline, the program calls for stiffer punishments for public officials guilty of corruption and establishing special tribunals and anti-corruption agents.
And a Czech bid to develop its second city, Brno, as a leading global biotechnology centre was outlined at an international conference in the city on Wednesday. The city's hopes of winning a leading position in a sector tipped to become the most dynamic for the global economy in future years is based on a series of infrastructure projects around the city. The centrepiece is a 69 million euro international clinical research centre being founded by a local hospital and the prestigious US-based Mayo Clinic. It's the first venture outside the US by the non-profit Clinical, Educational and Research Foundation. Backers of the project, whose groundbreaking ceremony took place Tuesday, put it in the same category as the International Space Station and the Swiss-based CERN nuclear research site in terms of its potential to boost international research, particularly US-EU cooperation. And joining